The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Jesus speaking, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." This is the text. You may be seated. My beloved brother and sister, this is as personal as it gets. Jesus and you. It is between the two, a direct invitation to come to him. He looks at us and issues the invitation, "Come to me, all you who are overburdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know, there are moments in our life, whether within the family circle or the circle of friends or in other circumstances, when a person comes to us, a person that is hurting. And we look at them, understand and have compassion, and we just say, "Come here, let me give you a hug." We do not say to this person in need of a hug, "Listen, why don't you request a hug from me? Submit your request in triplicate 2 weeks before you want a hug and I'll deliver." There are that immediate point in which we need a hug. "Be still, my soul. The wind and waves still know the voice of him who ruled them while he dwelt below." So in the middle of the night, when the storm kicks up and the boat starts shaking violently, in fear, we see him walking on the water, him who died for us and who lives forever. He walks on the water and comes and climbs into the boat with us. That is our Savior. This is Jesus, the one that will do anything to save us. How comforting is that to know and walk beset by uncertainties and by guesses and all types of bad surprises. We usually do not count the good surprises. We only keep track of the bad ones and worry about them. And then there he stands with his arms extended and says, "Come here, let me give you a hug." That's our Jesus. The journey of life from here to eternity is not always a walk in the park, a pleasant thing. First, as Christians and children of God, we are the target of the other side. Satan is always prowling around and looking for someone to devour. He always is trying to drive a wedge between us and our Father in heaven. That's what Satan does. But we have nothing to fear. He who died for us is faithful and will be like a warrior standing next to us, walking with us on our pilgrimage to heaven. This text, "Come to me because you need it," is closely related to Psalm 84, where in the Old Testament the psalmist says in verse 5, "Blessed are those who have set their hearts on pilgrimage, just passing through. My heart is set on the highways to heaven. My desire, my focus in life is on moving on, not on staying and accumulating fame and name and position and possession." We are pilgrims. As a crowd of pilgrims on the move to heaven, we relate to one another. We help one another. "Oh, you poor thing, you developed a blister in your foot. Here, let me carry your bag for a while." "Oh, you are old and tired. Put your arm around my neck. Let me help you walk. We pilgrims do this. We take care of one another. That's our function in life. We are enriched from above to enrich others around us. God and none other, the creator of heaven and earth, is the source of all blessings. Therefore, unlimited. That source will never run out. And the blessings are ours for the asking. Come to me, and I will give you rest. He promises that. Now, if he is the source of all blessings, guess who the channel of all blessings is? His right hand, the church, you and me. Not an institution, not an entity, not an organization who has a brick and mortar seat in St. Louis or in the Vatican. The church is you and me. When you go to the mall, the church is going to the mall. The church goes to the mall with you because you are the church. When you are in your living room, the church is in the living room. And when you go to the stove in the kitchen, the church is in the stove, by the stove in the kitchen. You and I are the church. So the church is not an organization, but an organism, live and well, composed of the cells that have different names. Names like Rebecca and Laverne, like Diane and Robert. That is the church. And you and I have the blessing of being a blessing to everyone. We have the privilege of channeling God's gifts to the world. Second half of the church year called sanctification. Justification is what God does for you. Sanctification is what God does for the rest of the world through you and me. The purpose of Christ's gift to us is that we distribute them to all who need. He is the source of the living water that makes the world alive and grow and well and strong. And you and I are the dispensers. We sprinkle the world with this living water called the gospel of Jesus Christ, the word of God for the salvation of all. Imagine that. You and I, God's ambassadors in the world. So we are, as it were, God's gardeners. We make sure that we preach and teach the Word of God, that we nourish the Word that is sown. And when we are weak and overburdened and heavy laden and just down, we go to Him and say, let me have that hug now. I need it. Martin Luther, one of the finest preachers and teachers of the Word of God ever to live, was a very smart teacher. He usually taught in Latin, but sometimes he would skip over to German to give the right effect, because like him, I do too believe that some things just are said better in German. So he said once to his students sitting around the table, when God opens his mouth, it comes out with power. Well, he used Latin and he said, quando Deus su boca abrisi, dann kommt mit Gewalt, he said, then it comes with power. He also, in his very last sentence spoken, switched between the two languages. Actually, he preached his last four sermons on this Matthew 11:28 text. The fourth sermon, he stopped halfway through because he had pneumonia, and he said, "I feel weak. Why don't you come back Wednesday and I give you the other half of the sermon?" But he died Tuesday at 3 a.m. And in his deathbed, his very last words were, in German, "For Gott sind wir all Bettler. Hoc vero est," in Latin. "Before God, we are all beggars. This is true," in Latin. And he died. Such a blessed end I wish for each one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.